the main reason we probably are here.
Mm-hmm.
We also we are also going to give out awards to well-performing students.
Right.
We did it last term, and we're going to do it again.
Okay.
So we haven't been in existence for a long, long time.
Mm.
So this is the first year actually that we have actually done it. But our hope is that we'll go on, you know, we'll keep on doing it year after year after year, as long as we exist.
Right, right.
Yeah.
It's a government school, you say?
Yes.
So you are working with government?
Yes, we work with, essentially working with the school.
Mm.
Because I believe the head teacher and everybody is government.
Right.
Yeah, so like I said, we do not just go in to say, okay, now we have identified the ablution requires renovation, we have to do it. We have to work with the school. In fact, it's the school that helps identify where the needy area is.
Right.
Yeah, we work with the school and ensure that everything that we do is within the framework of what the framework and the participation of the school.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So coming to you, Sharon, I think we've talked about awards, we've talked about certain things that may need to be attended to at the school, which the club, the alumni, will be looking to. What are the specific things so far that you actually have done as a club?
Maybe first, before I even get there, allow me to actually inform you and also the listeners out there that this is a school that has produced a lot of professionals. And right now, as we speak, we have lawyers, we have doctors. One of them is
case
just,
in point.
Yes,
yeah.
Just sitting next to me. We have professors in different areas, and we have politicians. And currently, we actually have a sitting member of parliament. The member of parliament for, is it Luansha Central,
okay.
I think.
Okay.
Honorable Lusambo Simbao.
Mm-hmm.
Honorable Lusale Simbao.
Yeah.
And so many others. The CFO for CEC,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Mudale Mukuka, is a product of Kasama Boys. So many people that I can talk about. And all these, you know, we have all these malls around the country. There's one person that is so actively involved in all that. That's Patrick Katongo. So they are they're dotted everywhere within the country and outside the country. And what we've done so far as a club, as Dr. Siolemba has earlier alluded to, we've so far presented awards to performing students or pupils running from grade 8 to grade 12. And this ceremony was actually graced by the mayor of the city of Kasama. And so far we've also donated about 350 science textbooks, and all these donations come from people's pockets. And what we just do is as he had earlier alluded to, together with the school, we identify the need, then we begin to lobby from the members of the club. And so currently we are refurbishing two classrooms. If you remember very well, the old schools, most government schools, were built with asbestos. They had asbestos walls, they had asbestos roof, and as we speak right now, asbestos is not so health friendly. So then we decided that how about if we brought it up to brick and mortar and removed the walls, the asbestos walls, and just built with brick and mortar. So that's one thing that we are currently doing. Then we are also mobilizing resources for desks We also want to look at the rehabilitation of the school library. We look at the science laboratories currently in a very deplorable state, and we hope to also look at that as well. The woodwork, the metalwork workshops, the school assembly are all in a very deplorable state. Very sorry sight if you went to the school currently. So we hope to raise funds to bring those facilities up to standard, at least.
Okay. So then, obviously this is a noble initiative, the formation of this club.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the Jubilee, the Golden Jubilee celebration itself. When is it, and what should be expected? What is going to happen? What is lined up for that particular day? And obviously, you've talked about a lot of projects that you've done coming from the pockets of individuals. So, and you can never get enough help, as it were.
Yeah.
You might need help from others. What can others who might feel motivated to help do? How can they help? So first of all, when is the Golden Jubilee celebration, and what are the activities lined up for it?
Okay. The Golden Jubilee is slated for actually 10th of October.
Okay.
The 10th and the 11th.
This is in 5 days.
No, it's just 2 days. Yeah, it is in five, coming in 5 days.
Yes.
But it happens actually on the 10th and 11th of October.
Mm-hmm.
We invited the Minister of Education, but we have, of course, he has delegated it to one of the directors there,
mm-hmm.
who actually be attending and be the guest of honor at the Jubilee.
Mm-hmm.
It is about celebrating the 50 years of the existence of the school. So obviously there will be speeches and because most of the activities that we have actually been doing have been building up to, this day.
Right.
So on this particular day, it will be a day where we talk, reflect about what the school has done, and it will be an opportunity to actually, reconvene as former learners of Kasama Boys Secondary School.
Yeah.
And for me, I see it as an opportunity to actually, augment or cement the existence of this Golden Jubilee, because, when something is starting, there are a lot of doubts.
Yeah.
People are usually scared that they might pour their money into, it might not be used to what is expected of them.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But this opportunity gives, the Golden Jubilee celebration gives us an opportunity for everyone to believe that actually there is something we can do to the school.
Mm-hmm.
It is at the same Jubilee that we have to, of course, give some of the awards to the learners. And
this will be the second one this year.
Yeah, this is the second one. And of course, we will recognize some of the teachers, some of the former teachers that have been, that went through that, that school.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope to actually invite some of they are retirees now, but they are teachers that went there, so that we can come and celebrate with them.
Okay.
And of course they will chat away with regard to how we should approach some of the projects that we have to embark on as a club.
Okay.
Or to ensure that we can at least assist bring the learning environment to levels that are acceptable in the school.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Sharon, 2 days of celebration. I think when I was growing up in the village, we called that a sundowning. So, what is it that you have planned for those 2 days?
Indeed, it's a sundowning. So, and you should play that song.
I will.
So, as Dr. Philemba has earlier alluded to, the commemorations begin, or the celebrations begin on the